boys. Thank you a whole lot. Howdy, friend. How are y'all? Yes, sir, it's me again, the old woods rider, Jelly Elliott, and the knotheads. Sitting here under the big old pine tree, we're going to be with you for another spell, so drag up a chair there and relax and try to enjoy these tunes we're going to play for you. We'll do our best to play them our best, and we've got a few things we wanted to talk over with you and discuss about the woods and forest and hither, thither, and yon. We're going to start off with Bob Henderson, playing his little fiddle, playing an old hoedown tune called the Mississippi Sawyer. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, boys. Let's just dedicate that tune to Mississippi. Mississippi Sawyer. I'm telling you, you find some of the finest people over there in Mississippi, just as friendly and nice. You know, that reminds me, friends. American people are the friendliest people in the world. We all brag about that. We know it. They're usually just downright neighborly. A fella's car, if he can't get it started in the morning, a cold morning and all, well, the neighbor, he don't mind a bit in the world getting his out and going up there in the cold and give him a hand, push him, pull him, and help him get started. Pull him out of, if he happens to get in a ditch, bogged down or something, he'll walk 2 miles to help him get out of the ditch. And if a man's house catches on fire, well, everybody run, break his neck getting up there to help him, get his stuff out and try to put the fire out. What I can't understand is, though, I just can't understand why the same concern that we got for people and their property don't always apply to their forest lands, woods lands, too. But, you know, it don't for some reason or other. Had you ever thought about that? Now, I know, friends, that the American people are very neighborly, and they're always ready to help their neighbor. I went to see a fellow one time about a little fire. He owned a small farm, and his farm was right in the big middle of some mighty fine woods, an awful big woods, thousands of acres, and he is sitting right in the middle of it, and had a fire got out over there, and I just felt like in my own mind that this particular man was the cause of it. Of course, he wouldn't admit to it when I went over and talked to him. You know, he wouldn't say that he did. He wouldn't say he did at all. Of course, I guess that's quite natural, you know. But I asked him, I talked to him a long time. In fact, I wound up eating dinner with him there, had dinner with him, and talked to him a long time. And I asked him in the conversation, I asked him one time, I said, suppose somebody come along and pull such a job on your land, set your place on fire. And he got kind of mad about it, and he said, well, I'll tell you. Said, I'd fill him full of birdshot. Now, that's funny, ain't it? It's funny, but it ain't so funny. Because we're all in this forest fire business. And when the woods or the forest burn, we all suffer, one way or the other. Timber is money. It's money any way you figure it. You got to have the timber to have houses, kitchen shelves, floors to walk on, walls, roofs over your head, pencils for the kids at school, paper for them to write on, for them to get an education, and just thousands and thousands of other things I could stand up here and mention to you, friends. Well, you already know that. We need this timber. We got to protect it. And the only way we can protect it is for you and me and everybody to pitch in and everybody help one another, just like you would if your neighbor's house is burning down. Do the same way about these woods fires. Because, friends, it don't matter whose timber burns, we lose. Now, here's the next tune here. I think this is an appropriate tune for this particular program here. In fact, we're going to get Ray to come up here and do the Shotgun Boogie.
corner with the barrel so straight. I looked out the window and over the gate. The big fat rabbits are jumping in the grass. Wait till they hear my old shotgun blast. Shotgun boogie, I done saw your track. Look out, Mr. Rabbit, when I cock my hammer back. Well, over on the ridge is a scaly bark. Hickory nuts are big, you can see them in the dark. The big fat squirrel, they scratch and they fight. I'll be on that ridge before daylight with the shotgun boogie. All I need is one shot. Look out, push your tail, tonight you'll be in the pond. She had, she said, a fox 410. I looked her up and down, said, boy, this is love. So we headed for the brush to shoot a big fat dove. Shotgun boogie, boy, the feathers flew. Look out, Mr. Dove, when she draws her bead on you. I sat down on the log and took her on my lap. She said, wait a minute, bud, you got to see my pap. He's got a 16-gauge choked down like a rifle. He don't like a man that's gonna trifle. Shotgun boogie, draws a bead so fine. Look out, big boy, it's loaded all the time. He said, no brush hunter's gonna get my daughter. He cocked back the hammer right on the spot. When the gun went off, I outrun the shot. Shotgun boogie, I wanted wedding bells. I'll be back, little girl, when your pappy runs out of shell.
Thank you, Ray, thank you. I think that'd be a good idea when he runs out of shells. Thank you there for that song, buddy. One time I went out on a small fire, it wasn't too big, and we had it pretty well under control, and an old man come by, then his land was joining the land where this fire was, and we just about had it under control, and he stopped, and he kind of said it in a joking way, he's talking to me, but he was sort of serious about it too. He told me, he said, Jelly, why don't you boys just let that fire burn? He said, maybe it'll kill off some of these ticks and snakes and boll weevils and stuff out there and all. Well, we went on and taking care of the fire, and he drove on up to his house. And a little breeze come up and blew some sparks over across a small branch that would run down through there. It was right on the land line there, and blew a spark over on his land. And he had some beautiful little pine trees out there that he was very proud of and was taking good care of them. And he looked down there. It was kind of down the hill from his house, and he looked down there and seen smoke coming up out of his patch, and boy, here he come. Are you talking about a man crying and hollering? Now, he was hollering like a tied coon. He was wanting us to get that fire out. Oh, he was suffering. He was just raising sand, and he was in there himself doing everything he could. He had a flap and a fire rake, and he was a flapping part of the time and a scratching with his rake part of the time and trying to get this fire out. Well, that just goes to show you, friends, I can't quite understand. Now, this old man, an old settler there, had been there all of his life. He still had the attitude and kind of felt like that it was all right as long as this fire was across the line over on the other man's land. But when it got over on his there, running wild, well, he went to running wild with it. He started having spasms. He wanted us to get it put out, and of course we did. But friends, it don't make any difference whose side the fence the fire's on. A fire don't have any respect for a landline or a fence or anything like that. It knows no boundary lines at all. When it gets started, it burns everybody's land that gets in its way if it's not taken care of and stopped. And we can stop it. The people can stop it. The forestry boys can't do it by themselves. I know of lots of cases. I've been right behind cars driving down the highway when there'd be just a small little fire started side the road and cars just zizzing by. Nobody paid any attention to it. Well, I can't help but notice those sort of things, friends, because I'm in this, and I want you to get in it with me. It takes all of us, and we can all do the job. I guarantee we can all do the job. Well, I guess we better play another tune here. Here's Herman to do the next tune. It's a steel guitar tune. Herman does a good job on it. It's a little thing called Southland. Thank you a lot, buddy. That was mighty nicely done there. Southland. Friends, we've run out of time. We're going to have to go out from under the old pine tree, but we'll be back. The announcer will let you know when. But before we go, friends, here's just a little thought that I'd like to leave with you, and I'd like for you to keep it in mind and turn it over. When timber burns, I don't care whose or even where it might be. It just adds up to this one thing. We're losers, you and me. Well, friends, that's it. We gotta go. We've certainly enjoyed our little visit with you, and we hope that you'll come our way again soon. Listen to the local announcer, and he'll let you know the exact date and time we'll be back. Don't forget, friends, that this program is made possible and brought to you with the best wishes and compliments of your own State Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service with the corporation of the station that you're now listening to. Remember, friends, only you can prevent woods fires.